from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 56 people were killed and more than 200 injured when an apparent suicide bomb ripped through the parking lot of a crowded park in the Pakistani city of Lahore. That's where Christians were celebrating Easter Sunday, according to officials. Dozens of ambulances were seen racing to the park, which is situated near the center of the city. Many are women and children among the dead and wounded. Meanwhile, the army has been called in, according to a top Lahore administration official, and added that soldiers were at the scene helping rescue operations. A senior police official said the blast appeared to be a suicide attack, adding that ball bearings were found at the crowded park. Belgian riot police, meanwhile, fired water cannons Sunday to disperse far-right football hooligans who disrupted mourners at a shrine for victims of the Brussels attacks. In scenes that compounded a week of grief for Belgians, black-clad protesters shouted anti-immigrant slogans and moved in on a makeshift memorial at the Place de la Bourse, where hundreds of people had gathered in a show of solidarity. The clashes between the far-right demonstrators and police underscored the tensions in Belgium after Tuesday's Islamic State suicide attacks. Military chiefs from 39 countries met Sunday in Riyadh for talks on a Saudi-initiated international anti-terrorism coalition. Saudi Arabia announced that coalition in December, saying it would share intelligence, counter violent ideology, and deployed troops if necessary to combat extremists. Several members of the group, including Saudi Arabia, are part of the U.S.-led coalition bombing the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. This is VOA News.